What's up? This is Andrew Kuo. You're listening to Full Service Radio. I think young me would be like, oh, you're just a serious artist who shows at galleries and goes to dinners. And here I am as like an adult, and I'm just loving this kind of world. This little corner of the world is pretty awesome. My name is Andrew Kuo, an artist in New York City. I kind of dabble in other things like podcasting about basketball and kind of being present online. Born in Queens, grew up kind of north of Yonkers, like south of Scarsdale in a place called Edgemont. You know, I've always had an interest in sports growing up. That was a way for me to connect with like people who didn't look like me. So I was just like a 5'5 Asian kid rolling around. And in order to make friends, I started picking up sports and I just liked it anyway. So I got really into it, and I've always had that interest throughout like undergrad and working in New York as a painter. And it just kind of took over. Basketball Twitter became a thing, and I made a lot of real friends through that virtual space. And those friends that I made decided to get together every couple times a week to talk about hoops and New York City living. I always talk about Linsanity happening and it kind of being a really palpable thing in New York City, where people were excited about the Knicks again, and me realizing how Asian I was. Because sometimes you forget, you know, in this city, especially when it's so diverse. But you know, people were just rolling up to me and be like, yo, what's up, Bruce? You know, like, can we talk about all these things? Like, you're Asian? Like, do you know him? Like, all these random things. And it was a real moment of pride for me, kind of. Yeah, it is an equalizer, especially when things are so heavy, or things can seem so heavy. And we can talk about how we think about Kobe Bryant, and it's code for something else. My two cookie partners, a podcast about basketball and just kind of hanging out in New York, Ben Dietrich, who is a writer for the New York Times, and our buddy Jordan Radelli. So them two did it for Vice for years. And I used to hop on every month and just like, this was the height of NBA Twitter, where like stats were just becoming a thing, where people were realizing like maybe Kobe Bryant is different. Honestly, like through gambling, through fantasy, through just like computers and like easier algorithms to like look at. Like 2 years ago, we relaunched as a threesome, and we just been trying to be, like I said, present on the internet with a point of view that isn't necessarily like your standard rooting for your home team kind of thing. It definitely feels weird when people borrow our catchphrases to describe something we're not even in the conversation for or with. We deem certain teams and players ethical or unethical based off of their proclivity to shoot three-pointers, which we think are unethical shots. And I just see people throwing that around and be like, what are you guys talking about? It's like, well, you're unethical because you like Steph Curry. So it's really confusing, but I think like the absurdity in it is like the joy of it. Knicks fans are probably like the most annoying fans in all of sports, and I'm one of them, and I identify as one of them, because we expect all these good things to happen, maybe because it's so expensive to live in New York. The identity of New York is annoying, right? Like, it's like, we're so gritty, you know, like if they knock us down, we get right back up, but not really. I mean, it's just like a ton of rich people and a ton of like not rich people, like trying to make themselves happy. And that gets injected into the Knicks Nation. And I think we identify ourselves as like long suffering because, you know, we won the lottery to get Patrick Ewing and we expected greatness, and it never really happened because we ran up against Jordan and time. It was just bad luck. And that's how math really helped me, because I used to get heartbroken over this stuff. And then after sitting with math for a while, I was like, oh, the ball just didn't go in. It was just like a coin flip, you know, like Ewing back rimmed that layup. It should have gone in, but it didn't. And it doesn't mean he's bad or good. It's just, it just happened. In terms of our identity as fans, like, I think we're in a fine place. Like, it's cool to be the worst fan base in sports because you have an identity. people don't necessarily believe in numbers or data who kind of use all these ideas to paint a picture. They're right. And that's the fun thing about it. If someone's like, well, so-and-so is better than so-and-so, and that person is like, it doesn't matter to me because this guy is my guy. I mean, that's totally correct. And like, that's the fun of it. Numbers wouldn't be fun if it had no pushback. So if there were no people who abandon like data would be no fun. Sports is super fun because I don't gamble. Like, these are all about takes, you know, and jokes. I love it. I don't like to gamble on sports, although I do put money in on fantasy, and you just always win. Your chances to win money on, if you have like 11 friends to play in your league, you're going to win some money eventually. It's like, what, like 8 or 9%? Like, that's solid.